With hundreds of millions of orphans in the world, Christians are finding themselves busy. Sugarcane is behind extreme poverty in the Dominican Republic. And who's taking the Bible to nearly three-quarters of the world's population? Find out when you listen on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's a worldwide crisis. It's a worldwide orphan crisis. Today, some claim there are more than 159 million children who are considered orphans. Tiffany Taylor with Orphan Outreach says while churches in the West have made huge strides in dealing with it, churches in other countries are just now getting involved.
For example, Ukraine, Russia, Guatemala, across the world, local churches are joining this movement that started in the United States of caring and understanding about adoption, foster care, caring for orphanages.
Taylor attended Summit 9, the Christian Alliance for Orphans annual conference in Nashville, Tennessee. She says churches need to work together.
Maybe it's a country like Russia where they're no longer allowing international adoption, but we can come alongside the local churches and help support them and their mission.
Share your faith on an orphan mission trip with Orphan Outreach. Links at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the Chinese government's attacking the family of a blind human rights activist. Chang Wangcheng is known for speaking out against forced abortions and China's one-child policy. His escape from house arrest last year brought shame to the Chinese government. Well, since then, they've been instigating violence against his family. China Aid Association's helping him get justice. Just go to our website to learn how you can help, too. Pray protection over these innocent people. This is Mission Network News. The island of Hispaniola is one of contrasts. On one side, there's Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. On the other side, there's a wealthy Dominican Republic. But Scott Vanderkoy of Worldwide Christian School says that's not an entirely accurate picture.
The sugarcane industry in the DR is really dying. It's no longer competitive now. But many Haitians have stayed in these batays living under just deplorable conditions.
Batays are migrant worker villages. Often there's no water, electricity, sanitation, or schools. That's where Worldwide Christian Schools comes alongside its partner to aid community transformation. The gospel is a key part of their approach, but does it work?
In some of these villages, you walk in the villages and you feel a darkness. I mean, voodoo is a very real religion in these batays. But when there's a school there, there's a change that's taken place that's noticeable.
It's hope for the future. The whole picture unfolds at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, have you ever thought about the role of Bible translation in the Great Commission? Wycliffe Associates, Bruce Smith.
Bible translation is fundamental to church planting, evangelism, to discipleship. Having scripture in these local languages is really a vital first step.
To help speed up the process, Wycliffe Associates created a Bible translation acceleration kit. It puts vital resources at translators' fingertips.
It's made a dramatic difference in the communication and collaboration between translation teams.
It also keeps danger at bay.
Keeping them at home, keeping them in a low-profile mode of operating, definitely improves the safety for the translation team.
Wycliffe Associates needs to send around 600 kits to the field. Can you help? Go to missionnetworknews.org.
Pray that God would raise up people from the language groups that can be key participants and leaders in the translation process.
And Faith Comes By Hearing offers the world's largest catalog of audio Bibles to those who want to hear. They recently added 6 new languages to their total of 715, which represents a potential audience of more than 5.7 billion people. Now, these languages will affect people in Taiwan, Gambia, the Philippines, Mauritius, Guyana, and Mexico. People can listen via solar-powered devices, or you can stream it online. Download it or even podcast. Want your own download? We'll link you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Keith and Kristen Getty's CD, Hymns for the Christian Life, with your gift of any amount. It includes modern-day hymns featuring some brand-new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll give you one. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.